Thank you, Kalyani. Let's give her some more love, please. Good morning again. Good to see all of you. So my talk today is a personal experience of the divine. Ah, isn't that beautiful? And this week as I was reading Thich Nhat Hanh, and Thich Nhat Hanh says, enlightenment is when the wave realizes that it is the water. Now look at that picture. Enlightenment is when the wave realizes that it is the water. A personal experience of the divine happens when we each realize we are part of the whole. We are part of something greater, individualized expression, yet one. One with all. And we each must ask the question, what am I part of? Enlightenment is when the wave realizes it is part of the whole. So let's imagine on this great wintry day that you're in Hawaii. Ah. And you are on the beach with the beautiful waves gently caressing the sand. A warm, balmy day. And as far as you can see is only water. You are surrounded by water. No land in sight, and as you watch the wave, separate and yet part of the whole, just as you are part of the whole, the nature of God. Imagine being on that beach. And imagine in the early days of no navigation devices, the early Polynesians set out and successfully navigated the waters of their time. They set out in a canoe, trusting that the stars and the trade winds would guide them. They trusted the unseen. Their inner guidance found land in the middle of nowhere. And this land had been created by volcanoes. And every time I'm in the islands and thinking about that and seeing the lush and the beauty and the birds and the flowers, everything came from the trade winds. That inner guidance that found the land where there was nowhere. The Polynesian people trusted. They had faith. There was more. And it took courage. It takes real courage and faith and a belief that they were part of the whole of something greater than being single and separate. Having a personal experience with the divine takes courage. Courage to cross the threshold into faith. Doing anything new is like crossing a threshold of a previous boundary that we have set for ourselves. Going where we've never gone before. Going beyond takes faith and it takes courage to carry us through the fears and the doubts and beyond that sense of separateness. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Every day. So today, let's see that having a personal experience of the divine as a threshold that we're walking through in this holiday season. and crossing into that place of greater faith and trust. Walking, working, living with the divine. I value remembering everywhere I am, God is. That's why I like to use the chant that I shared with you a couple of weeks ago. God is, I am, God is. God is, I am, God is. There's something about that for me that seems to bring it all together. And when I get into that place that sometimes in the middle of the night I wake up and I'm not sleeping. So I just start to chant. God is, I am, God is. And I go back into that safe place. That chanting helps me to remember that I am the wave, totally and completely embraced by the ocean, the oneness. I don't know about you, but sometimes I forget that. I forget that I'm part of a bigger whole. And so I need something to remind me. And giving equal time to the divine in our lives has great value. It certainly does for me. It gives me strength, a sureness, a sense of safety, a rock. It's solid. We can learn this from the Jewish tradition that assists them in remembering. I love some of these old faith traditions because we can use them. Because that Jewish tradition assists people in their remembering to bring God into everything, into all that they do. And in a Jewish house, there's place a mezuzah. Anybody know what a mezuzah is? Yeah, good. And a mezuzah is at the outside of the door and the inside of the door, and it's a cylinder. And within that cylinder contains a scroll. And the scroll is written in Hebrew. And it's a verse from the Torah, from the Old Testament, and it's Deuteronomy 4, 6, 4, 9, and 11, 13 to 21. And this is what it says. It says, "Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength." And as they enter or leave the house, they kiss or touch the mezuzah so that it's reminding them that they're connecting to God, to that presence of spirit, that wholeness, that unity, that oneness that they are part of. And they bring that presence in to the inside of their home. They bring the divine in, they touch it, and they walk in through the threshold. And when they walk out into life, they touch the mezuzah again, and they walk out into life with their divine self. Devotion to life supports and helps us to remember that we're part of the whole, and daily to bring in that holiness and that goodness when passing through that threshold, that God is always with us on the inside and on the outside. I like that. So today we ask ourselves, are we willing to place a reminder, something to remember as we come and go into your busyness and into the busyness of this season, into the busyness of every day, that you remember to walk with God, that you remember to walk every moment as your divine self that you are. That you're never alone, that you're part of the whole. I have a friend, and her connection to something like the mezuzah is that every time she touches a doorknob or she goes through a door or opens the car door, she says, I open to spirit fully expressing in me as me. So every time she opens the door, every time she touches a doorknob, she just says within herself, I open to spirit fully expressing in me and as me. And it keeps her steady on the course of her life. It's her devotional. It's her way to stay connected. The more I remember to drive with spirit and to bless everybody and to walk with spirit and to eat with spirit and to partner with that divine presence within me, I bring the divine into everything. It really helps me. It helps me get through the rough spots. And it helps me just to be filled with joy and celebration, because the more I do that, the easier it becomes, because I'm filled up with love. I know you know this. I'm filled up with joy. But I do need reminders. I think we all need those reminders. What will remind you? What will you do to be reminded in every moment that you are one with the whole and that you are always supported and always part of it? And this Science of Mind magazine this month, I don't know if any of you have it or have had a chance to read it, but I also picked up something from Ernest Holmes that I really like. And it says here, you must learn to have confidence in life, to believe in it, to trust it, to have faith in it. And you must come to feel that as your love goes out, its love returns to you, multiplied, just as it does when you love people. Love begets love. Confidence inspires confidence, and faith is met with faith. Having come to the conclusion that you belong to the universe, that even God has need for you. Breathe that in this morning. Even God has need for you. And that love is really the wellspring of your life. Learn to feel this about all people. For back of the mask which people so often wear, the attitude of coldness they assume, there is always that soft, tender thing in the strongest men as well as the gentlest woman and the gentlest man. Reach back to it. Unite with it. And I'll end with what Teresa of Avila said, and I like this too, whatever we can use to remember and to remind ourselves that we walk with God, we walk with spirit. And Teresa of Avila says, let nothing upset you, let nothing frighten you, everything is changing, God alone is changeless, patience attains the goal. Who has God lacks nothing. God alone fills all needs. Let's take that into prayer. So everybody take a breath and just breathe into that sacred space, that place of devotion within us, recognizing that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name, God, the infinite, Buddha, the divine, there is only one life, one power, and it is the life that lives and breathes within my very being. For I am the beloved place where God shows up, and I remember that I am part of the whole. I am the wave, surrounded and embraced by the fullness of the water, held in everything that I do. In all that is, and what is true of me is equally magnificently and gloriously true for each and every one here this morning, for For each one is the beloved place where God shows up, unified and united in the wholeness and the isness of all that is and all that is yet to be. So I'm knowing and accepting that any place that is hurting or feeling less or limited, we bring that forth in this moment and we bless it and we give it to God, give it to that divine presence, knowing and accepting that a powerful, loving healing is taking place. And we don't have to know how. We just know that it is God in God's most glorious expression and experience in each of our lives, unique and divine. And so in this light of truth, I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God, that unique, divine place that always says, yes, you are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. And it returns to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, full of life, full of joy, full of celebration, as we stand on the rock of this truth and love. We just let God do God's work. We let it be so. And if you're in agreement with me, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.